Hi, and welcome to this episode of Digital Alchemy, the podcast of ABAM Digital Creations. I'm Laura Jean Palmer Maloney, and it's a pleasure to get together with you to figure out how to transform your business's web presence into business profit. The degree to which we train ourselves to disregard what's going on in our environment is pretty amazing, especially when it's related to sound. There are many different types of sounds, like a cat making a noise when you're trying to make a recording, that are really hard to disregard in the midst of making a recording, like a podcast. It's occurring to me that the way that we work as business owners, the way that we tune out some of the input that we're getting from customers, from the market, that can sometimes be very beneficial because we're just, there are things that don't fit at times. The way that we've attracted a certain client into our world when we know that's not our ideal client and the fit is really going to be wrong, we don't necessarily need to disregard them. But the more you get feedback or the more you get requests for things like, hey, could you build me a funnel? I really don't need any other help. You realize that that becomes almost a white noise event for you because those people are, that's usually an indication that those types of clients don't understand the levels of complexity with building a campaign that involves, for instance, a funnel for sales. So the idea of white noise, it's been interesting to me because since 1973, when I lost the hearing in my left ear in a car accident, I've had tinnitus, which is a constant roaring, hissing sound in my left ear, and it is often associated with hearing loss. And I believe that in many ways, I let that turn into my kind of white noise machine. People buy white noise machines these days in order to have something like the sound of a waterfall or the wind in the trees. I only need to focus on that hissing in my ear, which if I think about it, can make me crazy. And sometimes I'm able to let it be that almost pacifying, calming sound when I need to really get into a zone and get to work. It's very curious. Back to that idea of how the white noise in our environment can be possibly hurtful, especially as business owners. I believe that sometimes because we teach ourselves to disregard a whole lot of the chat and the noise, we call it noise when you're inundated by information and people want to do marketing and they want to get above the noise. They want to pop out and be visible and be heard. It's a challenge because there is just so much of this noise in our world these days. How do you, as business owners, sometimes miss something critically important because you're just trying to disregard noise? How frequently do we, as consumers, miss something that's really important because everything just seems to come at us as this mix of noise? In the background right now, you might hear cockatiels screeching. You may hear a cat make a loud meow. The things that strike you, they're getting your attention because they're unexpected or they're a very auditory difference. They're coming at a different frequency. They're in a space where your mind catches it as a disruption. The noise that you hear, the noise that you can ignore, is you're able to do that because it's just all kind of at the same frequency. It's at the same tone. There's nothing disruptive about it. So how do we take moments of realizing that we're surrounded by white noise and use that to our benefit. I do believe that many times the ability to concentrate, you need to be able to concentrate. You need to kind of turn everything into noise so that you can not pay attention. However, I challenge you, take a few minutes in your day and stop to think about how many different sounds are around you in the space where you are that you've been disregarding. Okay, there's the sound of the cockatiel. There's the sound of the cat meowing. There's the sound of the air conditioner or heater running. There's the sound of a copy machine. There's a sound associated with a hum that you really don't know where in the world is that coming from. But when you pay attention to it, all of a sudden it's going to stick out. If you've ever been in a conference room or a dining area, a restaurant or a party where a lot of people are talking at the same time, you really are not attentive to every conversation going on because it's just all coming at you at one time. But then you hear someone say your name or you hear someone mention a topic that's of interest to you and your mind automatically can click over and be engaged with that call, with that conversation, with that comment. What causes that? How much of this do we do intuitively? We're not even thinking about it. Something catches our attention and we move toward it. As business owners, I believe that we need to be more attentive to those signals, those moments when something captures our attention. It's either because something's really good or something's really bad, but something has caused a disruption that gives us the need to pay attention. When I lived in Arlington, Virginia, with my husband and my adult children, who were all at the house at the same time, there we lived very near a bike path and walking area called 4 Mile Run. Part of 4 Mile Run walks next to a beautiful green space in the middle of an otherwise very, very urban environment. When you're out on the park and you're out in the park and you're walking on that trail, it's possible to look into the woods and to forget that you're in an urban environment, except for the sound of traffic. Oh my gosh, the path is not only right next to a beautiful green space, it's right next to Interstate 66. It's right next to the eastbound lane of Interstate 66. I guess I should say lanes. I believe last time I counted there were 4 or 5 at that point, all heading into Washington, D.C. At certain times of the day, that traffic sound is nonstop, roaring of cars and trucks and other vehicles going in to DC area. We're inside the Beltway. If you stop and you rethink that sound, it could be the rushing of a waterfall up in Shenandoah Park. You can make that noise feel like something different. And I swear to you, if you're ever near Interstate 66 on the east side and on that bike path, I challenge you to think about that noise, that sound. It's very, very close to the sound of rushing water. Sometimes people say the sound of wind is that white noise in the background. Well, it is, unless you've been deployed to Afghanistan and the sound of wind brings back almost a PTSD moment of being trapped in a dust storm, or you have experience with hurricanes or tropical storms where the sound of wind is not calming and soothing, but can really remind you of extremely intense times and high energy and the potential for destruction, you know? So some things that are calming and soothing to one person may not be that way for others. But this is just a little bit of a conversation to help you think about what you pay attention to, what you tune out, and the role that sounds in our environment matter. How do they matter to us? What are we paying attention to? What are we screening? And in what ways is this helpful, and in what ways is this hurtful? We'll be continuing this idea of what we're paying attention to and what we're screening and how we respond as we have a little conversation about customers in an upcoming episode. Thanks for being part. Thanks for joining me today. And I hope that this information helps you in your business and helps you get to a point of digital alchemy when you're transforming your web presence to business profit.